A lot of fuck shit going on in the streets.
Sheesh.
Megan Thee Stallion getting sued for sexual harassment. Buddy said she had to watch her have sex. He was mad about it.
With a girl. He gay though.
Gay?
Oh.
Yeah, chill. Yeah, because at first I'm like, man.
What you upset about? Like, what's the problem?
That's it was girl on girl?
Yeah. I'm like.
Damn, shout out Meg.
I'm like, bruh, because he the cameraman. I'm like, shit.
Yo, we finna do numbers on Pornhub.
Oh, God, nah. But they say, you know, bruh, you don't rock that way.
Well, it's unfortunate.
How you get forced to hold the camera, though? Nigga, nah, leave.
Like, nah, yeah, I think she...
I get forced to watch.
That's the thing. I guess she was like, don't say a thing. I'm like, nigga, get out the car then.
If you don't want to watch her, you going to make a big deal out of it later on, bro. But that's the thing. That's the double standard with men and women.
It is,
because if it was a woman, be like, come on, bro. Why you make her do that? That was weird, bro.
And again, because Megan is a boss, bro.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like... If your boss say some shit.
The thing with men, though, the men would be like, I would love to be in that position.
That you not see niggas in the comments like, hey, I need to apply for that position.
That's the thing with men, bro. That's why it's just different.
It is, bro. It is.
But anyway, you know, we back. It's the Rational Ignorance Pod. Oh, yeah, nigga. Can't get the good shit on camera.
My bad. Started. Yeah, we good now.
He didn't get the good shit though. Damn. It's audio recorded though.
Bro,
so
we
good.
1 minute in, bro. What you mean the good shit, nigga?
That first minute was good. Good material though. But yeah, you know, we back. Rational Ignorance Podcast. You know, it's the fellas today. We in the building.
Yeah.
We got K-Dub in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Representing the Kenya with the on his left wrist.
Yeah,
Apple Watch, you know what I'm saying? American citizen, I don't see that the American shit on your wrist, though. So, bro,
I don't see that on you either, nigga.
Hey, when people rock the American flag, y'all feel away?
That's crazy. It do be weird, then, you know, when you see people rocking American flag on their house.
Oh, yeah, have it in front of their house, they'll flying the flag up. Wow.
Should be looking, feeling weird now. It goes back them times, bro.
That's true.
That started a couple years ago. Like
people got to be just more accepting of that, bro.
I mean, if I had an American flag shirt on right now, what would y'all think, bro?
It's ain't nothing wrong with that, but it's like it's just this it's like,
nah. Because I mean, on 4th of July, motherfuckers used to get that off.
Yeah.
Whole fit, huh?
Yeah. Jewel Santana and them niggas, bro.
Hey,
big ass bandana and everything, bro.
Shit was crazy.
Oh.
But yeah, you know, we got E in the building.
Yeah.
Do-rag E.
What's poppin'?
We in here. I'm in the building.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm just me. Ain't nothing special about me. I'm not K-Dub. I'm not E.
Hey, what
I'm just me.
Hey, bro. Everybody special in their own ways. Head ass.
We missing Latazia today. Shout out to you, though. The good sis.
Put that PTO in.
Yeah. You was getting on Eli, you know. Make sure you put your, you know, what they call that?
PTO, man.
Now, what's the real term? What's PTO stand for? Personal time off?
Yeah.
Paid time off.
Paid time off.
Something like that. One of the two, right?
It's paid time off.
Whichever P you want to use. Pushing P.
Something like that. I don't know. But, yeah, we pushing positivity today.
You know
what I'm saying? We pushing positivity today. I don't know what to tell y'all. It's a lot going on. It is a lot going on. So let's push some positivity. Y'all know that? Y'all know where I'm going?
Come on,
select. I know this song.
You gonna know soon enough here. There you go.
Bro, that's a whole different song.
There we go. My bad, y'all. We back.
Whoa, whoa, yeah, whoa, whoa.
started. Don't come with that other one. The thing one we don't know, bro.
Hey, they both the same song. It's just a different.
It's the remix. Play the remix, bro.
Called a metamorphosis mix. Was demonstrating, but nevertheless, I was pleased. I was pleased. My day was going great, and my soul was at ease. Until a group of brothers started bugging out. Drinking the 40 ounce, throwing the nigga out. Disrespecting my black queen. Holding their crosses and being obsessed.
This version, this is the version, though, bro. Don't play that version.
I fucked it up. My bad, my bad. But yeah, that's the slap right there. Positivity, pushing positivity. Like Young Thug in there, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Update coming soon on that.
Why would you go to jail for pushing P? He only trying to save the youth.
Nah, facts.
That's true, man. I'm gonna give y'all an update on that, man. There's a lot of fuck shit going on. But, man, where we getting started at? How was y'all weekends? How was y'all week started so far, man?
My week started off cool.
Cool.
Man, yeah.
Chill.
Cool, yeah.
Tax season over with.
Yeah.
Make your day a lot easier, I see. Fresh white tee on. Where you get them white tees from, bro? I need that plug, bro.
Uniqlo, bro.
Uniqlo, I like that. Yeah. Okay.
Different type of white
tee. What's different from his white tee and mine? You feel me?
The fabric.
he got the Sioux Surf white tee.
You feel me?
This fabric a little different, you know.
He got outside all day thugging.
He got the $30 white tee on.
Nah, he wasn't no $30, but.
How much it cost?
That shit didn't come in a pack?
Like, duh, nah. Yeah.
Aww. You feel me? I got three. Four.
Hey, tell me why. When I posted this shit on TikTok, some nigga was like, yo, I rewinded the video just to look at the price of them, of them shirts. I'm like, hey, nigga, I was like, bro, you got to test this fabric first. Yeah, bro, but yeah, hey. Man. They say high quality, though, bro.
I ain't tricking if you got it, right?
Nigga, it's on me, bro.
Hey, you can trick on yourself. Yeah. That's not a thing?
I don't think so, bro. Yeah,
I don't know nothing. Wow. How was your weekend, E? How your week going, man?
Everything's smooth, man. I'm glad to be back.
Oh, yeah,
I wish I would have showed up to last pod because my team disappointed me, but we gonna get into that, I guess, later or whatever.
And I ain't gonna lie, bro, it ended up not being not too much going on. For some reason, I thought we had a lot that pod.
Yeah, I mean, we ended up making it something.
Nah, for sure. But you
know. I didn't listen to it. Nah, fuck with y'all, bro.
Cold game. Huh?
But yeah, bro, good to have you back.
Yeah, we missed you last week, man. You know, we need that Eli commentary.
Right.
Always, right. You know what I'm saying? You know.
But yeah, y'all watch the fight?
The fight. Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we watched the fight. We ain't link up. We bootsy. We bootsy as a crew, record label.
Man, hey, stop saying that. No, we're not. Right,
yeah, man, that was in. Yeah, but we watched it, though.
Niggas watched it.
Yeah.
We watched it, though. Ryan Garcia gave Devin Haney that work.
He did, man. He beat the shit out of him, man. But I feel like, bro, they could have a rematch, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I don't think he beat the shit out of him, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say.
I think it was for how many, like, knockdowns Ryan had, which he had a good fight. But Devin Haney, he fought a strategic fight. You know what I'm saying? He landed a lot of punches. He pointed out a lot of flaws in Ryan's game as well.
Yeah, but I feel like people knew those coming in.
His flaws?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing that little weird, turn to the side.
Yeah, he should never try to do the shoulder roll ever again.
And a lot of people said, because
what he was doing?
Yeah.
Well, he was trying, they was calling it the silly, because you know how they got the Philly roll.
Yeah.
They was calling it the silly roll or some shit.
See, like that, with somebody with more power than Haney, gonna light his ass up.
Nah,
right,
because
there, those shots that he was taking to the side.
Right, because at first the ref was stop. He was like, "Yo, stop hitting him on his back." But at some point he was like, "Bro, you keep turning your back. Yeah. I'm gonna just let him." You know what I'm saying?
But Devin should have really fucked him up to the body when he was turning like that.
Yeah, but
he was trying. He had no strength like that. It looked like.
Yeah, and this
he don't really got power. That's the problem. That's the downfall. At the end of the day, he ain't got no power.
And this bro. Once you get caught early, I feel like you things just never gonna be the same, bro. And he got caught with that like 30 seconds into the fight, bro.
Oh, that left hook?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was like, oh shit. But he ended up recovering well. You
think so?
I'm saying after that first round.
I mean, yeah, yeah. Because I mean he did win like the next four rounds or
something. Yeah,
some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. He was doing his thing. Devin Haney downfall always gonna be he ain't got no power.
Nah,
and
facts.
His chin suspect as fuck.
But you know what, though? Well, we can't forget, bro. He fucked up letting the 3-pound shit go get overlooked. I ain't gonna lie. Nah, niggas acting, bro, that's a lot, bro.
It is, but that ain't why he lost.
And when you already got more power, and when you already a harder hitter than somebody, and you come in, like, stronger.
That ain't why he lost, though.
I mean, I ain't gonna put that not only on that, but that has to play a part, bro.
That ain't why he lost, bro. He lost because he got no chin and he got no power.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. When a guy come in way stronger than you, that don't help you.
And he kept letting that left hook slide in there.
That's what
he was.
He kept hit by the left hook. It's like, bro, why you keep getting left hit by the left? That, you know, that's all he got really is the left hook.
Right, but you got to think. Usually, like, Devin not even the one to be pressing, though. But I feel since he got rocked, yeah, I feel like he kind of felt like he had to. Because anytime he did that, he got caught and he was like, bro, them rounds he lost. Like,
but the thing is, see, I ain't seen him throw right. I don't remember seeing him throw right at all, really.
Who?
Devin Haney. I don't remember seeing him throw many rights. Right. And he wasn't jabbing that much. Because if you jab, you could keep your right hand up to not keep from getting hit with that left
hook.
And I
mean, that was the, like, the technical thing I seen him do. When he throw his jab, they were saying he got this bow and arrow. Like, when he throw his jab, his hand kept was coming back, and that's how he got caught the first time. You feel me? But I do think, yeah, bro, like, and I feel like Ryan Garcia learned from the Tank fight. He, like, fucked the weight shit, bro. I don't care about the belt, bro. You know what I'm saying? Right. I paid it $1.5 million. Like, that ain't nothing to how much he gonna make. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like he said, fuck all that weight shit.
And they said he bet on himself.
Supposedly. Yeah, I heard, because they say he made, like, $12 million on that.
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds, somebody said, that sounds like it could be dangerous.
What you mean?
Like, you bet on yourself to lose, too.
Nah, what you mean, man?
You could bet on yourself to lose and then throw the fight.
Oh, you mean for the sport?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, that is.
Yeah, you do that shit and you probably won't be boxing again, though.
How they gonna know you throw the fight?
That's true. Know. On some Jante, because they banned, bro, huh? Michael Porter, brother.
Well, that's the difference. I mean,
nigga got banned. Like, fuck.
I know, yeah, that's kind of crazy. I mean, ain't nobody care.
That's why, though.
Yeah.
Nigga, if he was
anybody
like,
gonna miss Jante.
Yeah, if he was Michael Porter Jr. now, they might be like, hold on, let's suspend this brother.
We don't even know, bro, left hand or right hand.
He left handed.
I know. I know that. Most people don't. I don't think.
I ain't gonna lie. I only know that because I seen they showed a highlight of the nigga shooting a shot that he might have bet it on. That shit banked. And they showed his face. He like, fuck. He ain't meant to make that shit.
Nah, that's hella
funny. You know
what I'm saying? He ain't mean to make it.
Yeah, bro. but yeah, man, I mean, that fight, bro, that shit was crazy. But
it was a good fight, though. I knew Devin was in trouble after he got
rocked.
He got rocked in that first round. Yeah. I knew it was trouble. And then he got dropped. What was he? First time he
seventh.
Got dropped, seven?
Yeah, seventh. Yeah, seventh.
I was like, oh, yeah, yes. It's about to get ugly.
Then he was a lot of falls in between, you feel me? Then he was like the 10th and 11th.
Yeah, ref didn't have his best night.
Yeah.
That's the same ref that he refed Spence and Crawford, though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. He one of them good refs. I don't want people to think like, oh, he just
Ryan didn't have that KO.
Yeah, but I mean, bro, you can't be mad if you hit somebody on a break and you get a point deducted, bro. You can't hit somebody on a break like that, bro.
Nah, that's true, but I mean, a lot of people, because I didn't think none was crazy about that, but a lot of people just saying, like, damn, let's give a warning first.
Bro, you can't just hit somebody on a break, especially when they already hurt. It's like, damn, bro.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's like, you already got an advantage low-key.
Yeah, so, because it's like, okay, what if that, like, he already fucked up and that knocks him out?
Yeah.
Then you would have got disqualified. So, shit, you just got a point deducted.
Yeah, then, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I thought Ryan would have had a chance to end that shit in that first. But he's like, after he rocked him, he low-key ain't pressed, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Thing.
He
yeah,
just
yeah.
He just kind of
feel the
bad.
First First round, bro. So,
yeah, bro, like, nigga, 20 seconds in, boom.
For real?
Yeah, bro.
Caught him with a left hook. Yeah. Kept catching him with a left hook.
It was like, oh, shit, nigga, this shit just started, bro. Like,
how y'all feel about Devin? So, since Ryan came in all the way, Devin Haney still technically gets to keep his title. He's still technically the WBC champion. I seen
he celebrated that shit.
Yeah, like, how that y'all feel
whack,
about
though.
That?
That was whack, like.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you can't.
That's corny, right?
You can't celebrate. You got your ass beat, bro. You can't celebrate that, like. But I can understand, like, cool, you just kicked the belt, but don't be over here acting like, you know, like, that just don't look right. But at the same time, like, yeah, bro, that's why I feel him. Like, all right, let's fight at a, but everybody make weight now on some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we're going to see. I was also talking about Ryan Garcia, because he was talking about moving up to 147. They was talking about, what about him and Errol Spence fighting.
But that's what I'm saying, bro. I don't think Golden Boy going to give Ryan them opponents, bro.
Shit. I don't know. It'd be a big fight.
But yeah, bro, all this, that's why I always felt like, I don't know, these niggas be too tall and to be fighting at this weights they be at.
Hey, Ryan did make Devin look hella small.
That was crazy.
He said he came in 160.
Who?
Ryan.
Shit, Devin be coming in like 170.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, but not in the fight, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't notice it that much, but that's what I'm hearing a lot of boxers say. That who was there? It was like visually, he just looked like the bigger fighter.
Yeah, he gained, 17 pounds? Yeah,
but like I said, Devin be doing that too, though.
Yeah, but you see,
that part ain't crazy.
But they even say, like, they say that when they send Devin backstage for the weigh-in, they say a lot of people was like, yeah, like, he had a hard time
gaining that weight back.
Nah, cutting. Because they say how, like, they say even his skin looked like, you feel me? Like,
Devin did?
Yeah.
But when you see him, when he be walking around heavy.
I know. That's why I'm like, bro, he look like he like 170 probably on a, you know what I mean? On some regular shit.
Look like more than that, bro. Look like he walk around like 180, bro. Nah,
he
be looking
like
big sometimes, bro.
He look like one. But yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Wild
statement.
Because to weigh in at 140, bro, whatever you gaining ain't nothing. Because to get that low, bro, you losing a whole lot of, like, you know what I mean? Muscle mass. All that shit.
That shit can't be healthy.
Hell no.
And it's not, bro. Like, because them niggas damn near be bodybuilders for a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know how them niggas will be stepping on stage be looking? Like,
yeah.
They be damn near close to that. Shit, man.
But, man, prayers up to Devin Haney. Got your ass whooped, bro.
Nah, he need no prayers, bro. He lost. He took an L, bro.
He got paid.
He okay,
right?
With it.
He did. Hey, but Ryan, bro, that nigga did fool niggas. So, because I definitely was like, nah, they need to not make this fight happen, bro. That nigga not on, you know what I mean? He not on his shit.
Yeah. He bounced back, though. He was on stage after the weigh-in drinking a beer and shit. Hey.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, one thing I don't like about boxing, bro, and about a lot of shit, like, it's like when somebody lose, like, the bashing is so insane. It's like, you can't lose.
Yeah, it's
like, people, if you're in the boxing match, somebody has to lose. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, I don't. I think what it do, it make the top fighters not want to fight each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's the problem. Because, I mean, the bashing, like, because, yeah, if niggas is talking shit, nigga, niggas going to talk shit back, like, especially when you lose. You feel me? But, yeah, the whole, like, a nigga having a loss.
And now you weak as fuck. No, great fighters, like, take L's. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You come back and you fight again, you get some dubs.
Exactly. Like when Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight, somebody got to lose.
Right.
Spence and Crawford fight, somebody got to lose.
Yeah, Tyson got L's. Muhammad got L's.
Yeah. Oh, facts.
You know what I'm saying? Those
who don't got L's?
Floyd.
Yeah. You know? But
DBE.
It also comes to, like, your opponents, bruh. Like, when a nigga beats you and starts saying, like, ah, y'all niggas was overrating, bro.
Yeah.
That's not good for the, because then
you just had a better fight.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Or you might just be better, but I don't mean.
But also, when you say that, you take away from your own wins.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Like, you should big up the person after you lost, like Crawford did with Spence. He's like, bro.
Nah, facts.
So I'm better, bro. At the end of the day, like, difference. Yeah. But, yeah, man. Good fight, though.
He was.
Other big fights, you know, Canelo going to be fighting soon. Then Tyson Fury and Usyk going to fight soon. And then Deontay Wilder back fighting the big Chinese dude soon.
Y'all want to see Bronner fight? He's supposed to be fighting.
Bro's supposed to be fighting.
Oh, for real?
Coy Leray don't care, so neither do I.
That's the only way you know about it. Me too.
But I'm going to try to tap in, though. I don't know. He said might not even be on available for stream, bro.
He said his next fight will be on Tubi.
Hold on. That's what he said?
No, that's what the fans are saying.
You know I'll watch if it's on Tubi, bro. For sure.
Nah, he said he want to fight. He say Haney. He said he want to fight Haney.
Nah. He don't throw enough punches, bro.
Hey, what he be fighting? He on that class?
147.
Oh, he 147.
Yeah. Who don't throw enough punches? Broner?
Broner.
Yeah, Broner don't either, bro.
We're going to turn this motherfucker into a boxing pod today, bro.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, let's we want to get into the, what do you say? Chris Brown? Quavo?
It's a boxing pod today.
Right? Speaking of fighters, Chris Vaughn Breezy.
That's what they calling him.
I didn't know if that was Chris Brown or King Von rapping on that track, bro.
That was crazy.
That shit was crazy. It all started with because Quavo initially responded after Quavo little. Quavo responded after Chris Brown little verse. I don't do the 1942.
Oh, it was Quavo. Then he ended up some with the Migos.
You know, like Casamigos, some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you know, Quavo just jumped in there with a line, a ball, talking about how Chris be being hoes up and shit.
Yeah. These ain't on streaming and shit, right? Should be good.
I don't know. Oh, okay. But I mean, it don't matter. You can play if you want to, bro.
You think it's copyrighted?
I know Chris should not.
Chris should not copyright it on
The Weakest Link?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, okay. You heard it, E?
I heard it.
Oh, okay. Shit, we don't need to play it then, right?
You're playing it for me.
Huh? I'm not sure if anybody heard it.
You hella nice,
I heard it.
But yeah, man, how y'all feel? Who y'all think winning this back and forth so far, man?
I don't know, bro. Great in this type of, he be kind of whack because it's like, it's too personal. Then both of them saying wild shit, but I like how Chris rap better. You feel me? But
Chris Brown got bars.
Yeah. But both of them, like, I feel like both of them done said crazy shit to each other, bro.
Yeah, is that how y'all grade a rap beef? How y'all grade it? Like,
I mean,
depends on who it is.
Who's saying what, and if who would sound better, and who's saying like the harder shit? I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like Quavo, that other one I didn't listen to, but this new one that he dropped, I could hear that shit gonna play in the club on some Migos shit.
You think so, bro?
That shit was not hard. Because the chorus, bro, like, that's a Migos song.
That shit was not hard.
I know, but I doubt you fuck with they songs like that.
Migos be going crazy.
I fuck with Bad and Bougie.
Yeah, bro, that shit got the same.
Zach got left off Bad and Bougie. He didn't get all left off this one. But
yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, his chorus kind of helped the song to me. You know what I mean? Like, you could see that shit being played, bro.
Nah, I could have used Offset on the hook, probably.
Maybe. But
yeah,
I mean, Chris Brown shit, he you know, but his flow was just better, and he was, you know, throwing shots, bro. Like, what'd he say? You know, he said how he fucked Sweetie when she was with you and shit.
But the thing about it is, I like how he did the wordplay with it, though.
Got something sweet
about that bitch. Got some tea about that bitch.
Yeah. That was
hard. I felt like that was hard.
Yeah, because I think even Quavo would try to do, like, wordplay on it, but.
Yeah.
He wasn't that smooth. You feel me? Then what he say? When Takeoff died, niggas wish it was you.
Yeah, that's crazy. But I mean, hey. They really don't fuck with each other. Like, I've seen clips of Chris Brown calling Quavo out to.
On the basketball shit.
Bring your whole ass out here. Bring your bitch ass out here.
But that almost seemed like he was some, like. You could just.
Friendly fade type
shit. Yeah. Like, if he was serious, I don't know what that whole shit. Over Karuchi,
they shit over bitches, bro. That's my only problem with Chris Brown, right, bro? You doing all this over,
some
women, bro?
Yeah, like, and it's exes. Well, not I guess not in Quavo's side, but it's like that was your ex, bro.
Yeah, I want to get into that too. So then Chris Brown, I feel like his shit was hard. And how y'all feel about Quavo?
Hey, yo.
Crazy, bro.
Hey, yo, my bad, poor.
But yeah, what was you saying?
I felt about Quavo's diss track back. E,
it's on you.
Because cool. Carrie had already kind of spoke about it.
That's nah, yeah, it was cool. Whatever, bro. I don't think they beef is that, like.
Yeah, like, they nobody. Rap beef,
don't no. give, I don't give a fuck about it, bro.
Like, y'all sound crazy, bro. This nah. one, they run cool. into each other, bro, it's going to be a problem.
That's, yeah, don't make me care.
Oh, exactly. I'm saying, but, like, they shit for real, though. Like, and the shit that, see, I wasn't really a fan of, like, the musical part of Quavo shit. But what he was saying was hard, though.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And I didn't like Chris Brown saying, like, telling Quavo, like, you bitter bitches, we saw it on camera. I mean, on camera, we saw the camera. Quavo ain't beat up. Quavo ain't the beat camera, up. Sweetie, we saw
the, nah, was, the reason why he said that was because Quavo brought it up first.
We saw the camera.
He brought it up because Quavo. I remember seeing you tweet that. But thing is, Chris Brown only brought that up because Quavo mentioned the Rihanna shit first.
Nah, no, but it's like it's not a. That's not the same, bro.
But he's saying like you talking about being bitches, like, bro. We sitting in the elevator, you. Dragging a bitch out of the elevator, or whatever.
Nah, yeah, okay. I see. Like,
so,
but yeah, that's the thing, bro. When like beef or like this is a like serious, bro. I don't really give a fuck about them like that.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I mean, it's. I mean,
so how you like your beef? Pause.
Hey yo, y'all talking crazy today, bro. Y'all gotta relax. but yeah, nah, like the whole the shit about Teyana Taylor, that was. Interesting tidbit. Even down to the artwork in Quavo shit.
I know.
He went crazy. Why yeah, you do that shit?
When you see the real picture, right, I'm like, right, wow, right. Okay. I ain't put that together, but that's tough.
I knew that because, I mean, the thing is, that's the thing. That, bro, Twitter giving niggas ideas and beef. Because before he dropped that, somebody said if I was Quavo, I would have used this for the real picture, though.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? That's why when I sent it, I already knew what he was.
Oh, okay. Yeah, who was that?
Carucci.
Oh, damn, that was crew doing crew. Bro. Yeah, Chris bro. Brown, bro, you got to chill out, bro.
That's crazy. Yeah, I ain't
know. That was crew too.
He was, bro.
And, bro, yeah, Chris Brown got to chill out, bro.
That's crazy, bro. You see, I never seen that picture until I seen that post. I'm like, damn, nigga.
And then I do remember seeing that clip of when he was.
Outside the club?
Nah, when he was getting into it with Teyana Taylor or whatever.
Oh,
or talking, real? Like, aggressively at her at the skating rink.
Oh, yeah.
When they said Usher had to break it up.
Oh, no, I think I did see that.
That was supposedly when him and Usher got into it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I remember we talked about that before.
Yeah, then Quavo said he got beat up by Frank Ocean.
I heard about that.
That's hilarious, bro.
I mean, yeah, he did say that. Nah, he did.
Frank Ocean chill, man.
It's R&B beef.
Because Frank Ocean, you know, he chill. He nostalgia. I don't know.
Nah, but why would that be? Like, for what? That's crazy.
I think it's beef over anything.
You yeah. wasn't beefing over bitches.
Nah, yo.
What? What's that?
No, I mean, yeah, they probably wasn't.
That's
but
the only thing Chris Brown beef over. I don't understand what they could be beefing over.
Could be some musical shit.
I ain't gonna say what I was gonna say.
Yeah. But yeah, bro, they beef. They beef, bro. I'm not, you know.
Bro, what? Saying, bro,
I'm on
else.
One, man.
Yeah, bro.
I'm on one, man.
Hey, but yeah, again, bro, they beef. I don't really care too much about it like the other ones.
When I seen people break down the whole, like, speaking and continuing on beef, when I heard people break down Drake's diss track, it made me appreciate his diss track even more. Did y'all?
Which one?
Nah, not the AI shit, bro. That was weak. That was Boosie.
That was cool.
But his push up.
That shit is trash, bro.
Nah, he was cool. Like, but I don't even think he was like a song, no. That was kind of like a just egging a nigga on. Like, where you at, bro? Like,
it's corny, though. Especially because he's trying to do the 8 Mile shit.
Nah, no. But niggas seen that coming anyway, bro.
That's corny, though. It's like, I mean.
It's a strategy, though.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a strategy. It's war.
We got to look past the. Not even the songs and shit. Like, what's going on behind the scenes that they want this nigga out the picture?
Yeah, I know. And, I mean, that goes to the Kanye interview. That was kind of crazy. Because he made it seem like niggas actually planned that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I don't necessarily believe that. Especially not Kendrick.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. Well, I don't think. Nah, I would say especially not Future. I agree, though. I don't think Kendrick doing that either.
Yeah, like, I don't think Kendrick is like, oh, I'm trying to team up with y'all to get Drake out the paint so I can be number one. I don't think that's the case. Yeah,
I think
I think with him and Kendrick, it's more so just music, probably.
Yeah, just competitive. Kendrick want to be known as the best.
Yeah.
Drake want to be known as the best. So, hey, we got to have this lyrical warfare.
I think, yeah, everybody probably got their own agenda. Yeah. Own animosity.
I doubt that.
It's something that adds up to this one, like, common denominator. Like, what the fuck is going on? Like, he got to be doing something behind the scenes. Cause I don't see everybody that's mad at one nigga. Like, even the singing, even fucking The Weeknd, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right, but right. You know, they been had they whole shit.
Hey, man.
I think that's I feel like that's maybe that's something to do with, like, the label type shit. But, yeah, I mean, even Future, I don't think he's collaborating or trying to conjure up some type of shit to take Drake out the paint. I don't think
that. Yeah, because I think all that shit was just a coincidence, like, yeah, Metro has some problem with Drake, but yeah. I feel like the album was probably already done.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? Then it's just they happened to get Kendrick on a song, and he
turned Kendrick. Up, yeah.
Yeah, he decided to respond to First Person Shooter. Yeah. You feel me? Then now everybody's just trying to make it, you know, a thing. But what y'all think? Because they saying like
it's to sell records.
Yeah, but nah, they just saying like a lot of people got problems with Drake because of the power, like.
Yes,
he's getting, you know, he's getting over niggas, like, kind of careers, I guess, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't know, does y'all really believe that?
Who's the person they said, Lucien?
Lucien
Grange.
Yeah.
Lucien Grange.
Okay, so yeah, I guess he had a bar and Stay Scheming back then. It was like, basically, like, he has an unlimited budget.
Yeah, I mean, he even, that person. On his last song, what did he say, what he say? Cause he just had a bone. His like last album about Lucien.
Yeah, I don't remember.
He was like, "Who break?" They say the owner Universal is Lucien. That don't make sense. Who bring home the something? Who bring home the bacon? Like, but he was basically saying like, "I'm the one driving like the revenue to Universal." Right. You feel me? But
I mean yeah. He wouldn't be wrong. I mean, I don't know where Taylor Swift is at.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, Lucien, because even shit, even Nipsey used Lucien on a bar.
Drake is the biggest hip-hop artist. I mean, but there's other artists that are big, too, that it's not just him. But like I said, I don't know who's on what label. I don't know where Taylor Swift's at. I don't know where, like, Adele obviously, she doesn't drop as much as them.
Yeah.
But when she comes, you know, she gonna stop, she gonna go crazy. Beyonce, obviously, too.
Yeah, but... It don't seem like, well, Beyonce, she move, like, streaming-wise, I think Drake be outdoing her, bro.
But,
like, the thing is, Beyonce going to bring physical, like, revenue in shows. Like, she going to, only Taylor Swift going to probably outdo her.
Yeah.
As far as, like, shows.
But shit, Taylor Swift on pace to do 1.8 million pure sales.
That's ridiculous, bro.
You ain't talking about streaming.
Bro, who is listening? Not to say, like, I'm not even knocking it, but I just don't hear Taylor Swift.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, bro. Her audience,
we not there. That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not even like not even trying to knock it at all. It's just like I just don't like hear it. Like, you know,
well, I mean, how many early 20s white girls do you talk to?
None.
None. You feel me? Exactly. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Setting me up, nigga.
I'm just saying that's the thing, bro. So that's why we don't.
Yeah, I think yeah, he's just bro. Then she just looks relatable to them, probably. They see themselves in her. That shit matters when it comes to marketing, bruh.
Hey, when the haters are going to hate, they hate.
Hey, y'all see how they be going crazy at the NASCAR races?
Yeah, I seen that shit, bro.
Yeah,
I
seen that. White girl was going crazy.
I ain't care about the ones who was flashing, bro.
I'm talking about the last one.
Oh, my. Yeah.
What last one? I seen the one.
I skipped right to that one for some reason. I was like, hold on,
she
bro.
She was throwing it.
What's crazy is that they ain't really care about that, though.
They did.
They went more crazy on the flashes, you know what I'm saying?
That's their thing.
Yeah.
These niggas went right to NASCAR. Right? Y'all see that?
Nah, that was
wild. Talking about Taylor Swift, NASCAR. I feel like it kind of coincided.
What Taylor Swift got to do with NASCAR?
I don't know. I think
probably talked about, I don't know.
Oh, you heard she dissed Kim? You heard about that?
Kim? Who Kim?
Kim K.
I heard there was some type of shit she said. I ain't hear it, though.
She dropped some shit saying, talking about how does it feel like when your daughter, like turns on the music or something. Like she likes, she's listening to me or some shit. I was like, hold on, where that come from? But I mean, hey,
from Kanye.
I know, yeah. That's why I was like, you know, I did the science. So I'm like, oh, y'all did throw in that video, you know, when Kanye had a bunch of fake people and shit.
Kanye is, he's just a weird individual, bro. Take that grill out your mouth. You look stupid. Sound stupid with the list, bro. You hating on Drake. That shit is whack. Like, bro.
How y'all feel about his diss?
That's the other thing. Quavo.
Stop hating on Ye, bro.
That Quavo shit was weak. That bar was weak as fuck.
Which one?
He said dark skin versus light skin. You about to start a war. Some shit like that.
Yeah, he say brown skin or some shit.
Oh, yeah, it's like, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You see, we don't need niggas like that. Dropping this shit.
Yeah. That shit was weak as fuck. What did he say? He said crackhead Michael Jackson.
Beat it. Nah, hey, fuck
that
it.
That one wasn't that bad, but
yeah. He wasn't. Yeah, but I knew, like, what, the way them niggas rap, bro, we just not trying to hear the diss songs from y'all niggas, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You said stop hating on Kanye, though.
Bro, Kanye, bro. He can't say, he can't do no wrong, bro.
I don't care, bro.
Nah, Kanye, he got to chill,
would y'all vote for Kanye if he was running for president?
No.
He could do wrong, then.
Nah, he can't, bro. But he just speaking his mind, bro. He one of the very few people on this earth that speak their mind, bro. Right or wrong, you could disagree, you could like it or not.
But come on, bro. When you talking about, this person number one, so we about to team up to get him. We about to team up to get him out that spot. Like, bro, that's some corny ass shit, bro.
That's corny in the way that he putting it, if you put it like that. But he might have, it might be some reasoning to it.
Yeah. I just think, the way, and I don't think that's true, bro. Like, that's the thing about Kanye sometimes.
It's true. That's what he want to do.
So, for example, so if Drake is the number one artist on this label, right? And he somehow have some way to do with your records coming out and how you going about things with your own music. Is that a problem?
Yeah. I mean, is that a problem that he has something to do with, like, me? Okay, so if you it's releasing. If it's an issue like with the thing that they were talking about with Future.
Yeah, Future.
With the Wait For You.
That was crazy. Really happened, bro.
And you only could get it cleared if I get on it.
Yeah.
So you only can get it cleared if I get another number one record, basically.
Yeah, that part is whack. I agree with that. Yeah, but it's like, hey, he got the power though.
Nah, but you gotta fight that. Like, if that's the case, if that's true though, then nigga, I understand Kanye.
Yeah. So
and that's supposedly your friend. So imagine somebody else on the label. If you have that pool, you're not fucking with them.
But what Kanye? But Kanye, Drake can't do that to Kanye.
Nah, no, but you see, okay, from what
I'm saying. But Kanye is also for the people, for the music.
That's what I was going to say.
He music first. That's why you got to fuck with Kanye. He's like, yeah, bro, no.
If that's what do you mean by that? What do you mean, like, Kanye for the people, he music first? What do you mean by that?
So basically, if there's a sample, if there's a sample that needs to be cleared, bro, and it costs hella money, bro, he's paying that for that sample to get cleared, bro. Uh-huh. Simple. Don't matter how much it costs. Because it's like, it's about the music. Kanye that's had, it. Nothing else.
No, Kanye is selfish, bro. Kanye has his own selfish reasons he's done things. I don't want that to be, like, forgotten about.
So, what do you mean by that?
Just in general, like, he's a selfish person. Like,
Kanye for the people.
In this example right here, he want to get Drake out the paint. He don't care about getting Drake out the paint for everybody else to... You think that he wants to do this to help everybody else out?
Nah, but it's the thing.
Okay, give us your reason.
Nah, let me give you...
Why you say that?
Let me, like, yeah, nigga could be... You could be selfish, but if myself... I could be selfish, but still
benefit everybody else.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but nah, bro. That's still whack. Just to try to jump somebody, get them out the paint just because they the top dog, bro.
Nah, it's not about being the top dog. You can be who you are and still allow everybody else to be who they are as well.
Because
if you're the top dog, you're not worried about somebody else coming up taking your spot.
And we're not going to say, like, see, y'all got me over here defending Drake, bro.
No,
see,
it's fine.
See, we're not
you're defending your point. You're not defending Drake.
We're not about to sit here and act like Drake, he just the top dog and he just controlling everybody. But, no. Like, he ain't giving everybody hit records. Name somebody in the game. Name a big rapper who Drake ain't gave a hit record to.
Yeah, but
name one.
But they also you're looking at it wrong though. So Drake is doing his part, but he's also riding the wave of other people.
He is, but he's
that. So it's a, so him, don't say that he's giving somebody something when they're giving him something. They're keeping you relevant.
He's riding the wave of who though?
Of every artist that had a that you supposedly say gave a hit record, that song was probably already made, and he came in and.
No, if you might can say that with Lil Baby, the Lil Baby song.
I feel like with Future too, though.
Man, hell no, bro. Bro, we're not gonna say that. Okay, if you want to say Versace, okay, but Drake made that song. Drake getting on it made it what it was. Y'all disagree?
Versace was probably.
It made it big. It made it be what it
was. And that's the benefit of having Drake on there. That's okay, but it's still a good record.
Amen. Like they probably, amen. 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 Is that what it is without Drake?
We don't know.
Like, yeah, but I mean, what did I won't put that on? I won't put that on that though.
Dice Pineapples.
I don't know. Bro, them songs was cool, bro.
We don't know. We don't know.
But that's what I'm saying. For example, Fetty Wap. That song was what he was before Drake got on.
Okay, that's an outlier. Just like I said, the Lil Baby song, probably outlier. This nigga, bro. What?
You're not seeing it, bro.
I'm not saying what.
Like, look, I think the point is both of y'all, are just saying, it's like, bro, it's a give and take, bro.
It is a give and take.
You know what I'm saying?
It is a give and take.
But if Drake is doing that, again, it's cool if you're going to give niggas, like, that shit is real. But not if you're in the back end, you're going to be saying shit like you do. Again, we don't know. If that Future shit is real, bro, that's not good
for hip-hop. And that's supposed to be your man's, too.
That shit ain't good for hip-hop if that's what's going on.
Okay, but, okay, y'all, we going based off how the story was told based on how we heard it, right? Mm-hmm. If somebody, but it's like, hey, look, damn, this shit fire. Like, I'm going to clear this shit. Let me get on it, too. Is there something wrong with that?
Why not just clear it?
Yeah,
you could clear it, but it's if I get it clear, can I get on there too? This motherfucking fire. I want, if I get on there too, it's going to be number one.
Nah, but that's...
We didn't get Drake's side.
Nah, that's
true. We don't
even
know if it's a true story.
Yeah, that's right, true. Yeah. You right, but... Yeah, you right, because, I mean, again, it's just speculation.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's what I'm saying. If that happened, regardless, even if you said, yo, can I get on it too? Because how it was told now, it made it sound like if you can't get on it...
It's not getting cleared.
Yeah, like this shit ain't coming out. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. If that's what's going on, then yeah, like, okay, bro, that's a problem. Still, I don't see how Tim and Nut, like, coming together. That ain't going to really do it, bro. Like, and to be honest, Drake is too up anyway for, like, his career to get...
Tarnished.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these top rappers, I feel like most of them are, like, you know, whether Kendrick, Future, Kanye, bro.
They established.
Yeah, Cole, like... Yeah. And all this shit is going to be just noise, but bro, their careers ain't changing, you know what I'm saying? But especially Drake, bro. Okay. That nigga done beat too many things that should have been like...
I don't think people care. That's the thing. Like, it's not what it used to be. Like, when you call somebody out for having a ghostwriter and people be like, I'm not fucking with you, bro. You're not even writing your own hip-hop lyrics. Mm-hmm. Or if he's like somebody that turns out to be corny and weird, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are still fucking with this person. It's not, like,
I think his fan base is too broad. That's what, because I think if you got a mainly hip hop fan base,
looking at the analytics,
nah, that shit matters, bro. If
the insights,
like, bro, if you're like, that's why if you got like a super hip hop fan base, you know what I mean? They gonna give a fuck about some of the shit.
I mean, they ain't seem to care when they trying to expose Kendrick for having a ghostwriter. His fans ain't seem to care.
Because niggas ain't believing that, bro.
Nah, that's true. That's true, yeah. I ain't believe him. Like, bro, this shit
and like,
sound realistic.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, with Drake, we had a bunch of reference tracks. And we still getting reference tracks now, nigga. So it's like...
Yeah, that Lil Yachty shit was crazy.
He was. You know what I mean? So, but it's like...
Lil Yachty be writing hits, though.
I know. That's crazy. That nigga wrote... What did he write that City Girl shit? Yeah. Crazy. But yeah, bro, like, you know.
How y'all feel about the AI shit? That he did. So, I know you said it's whack.
That shit is corny.
So, do y'all feel like this is... He's creating a lane for this shit?
No, I think he was just, like, Dub was saying he was just trying to troll.
But also, they also said he had something to do with the Forbats dude. Who they said is AI.
For sure. Because, I mean, and that nigga, bro.
Like, he had three songs. He had two songs out. The third song... He had it out, and then he gets a remix with Drake.
And them the only songs he got.
Yeah.
Then I think on Spotify, His streaming numbers were ridiculous.
Crazy, yeah.
But they were wrong, though. Bro didn't have 10 million followers like they were saying, bro. I
don't know. It's an AI person?
Nah, full bass, like, the songs don't match.
He a real person, but, like, what it sound like, and if you see him.
And that song. Yeah. But it's like, you know, it's a nigga, dark skin nigga with a shiesty on grill. He be niggas in his, like, he look like a street song, but the voice don't be matching. You feel me?
Yeah. So, I mean, they say Drake might be behind that. And then, obviously, then he comes out with the whole, the Tupac AI verse and the Snoop Dogg AI verse.
The only thing.
So, it's just kind of exploiting it. Exploiting the music, exploiting the culture.
And I think, I don't even think it, like, let alone the culture, I think it's like a, it's showing, like, damn, music, if this, because, bro, you know, you hearing it, because at first when it started, you like, hold on, nigga using Pac, like, you thinking, but then as it started going, you like, nah, bro, this is Drake's flow.
Yeah, exactly.
But Snoop, I couldn't really tell,
Tupac
bro.
Tupac voice with Drake flow, was shit was whack.
Yeah, I agree with that. Shit was whack. I agree with that. But Snoop, though, I couldn't tell like that. It's just, I, you know, like, Snoop ain't going to do that.
Yeah, do that, yeah.
Yeah, but I felt like, yeah, he was creative because I felt like he used Pac to say the gangster shit that a gangster rapper would say to Kendrick.
Yeah.
Because Drake can't say that. You can't tell Kendrick how he not tough, or he not going to do this, do that. Like, because niggas going to be like, you not that either.
Why you didn't like it so much, E? Why was you so against it?
I'm not a fan of AI.
That shit.
Fake anything, bro.
Yeah, I feel you.
Nigga, if you want to shoot a disc, bro, by yourself.
I feel like, I mean, as long as you write it, bro, it's like,
no.
I mean, it's creative, I think.
And how y'all
it's not creative, it's fake.
No, bro, but auto-tune
is
creative. So you say that's...
auto-tune was in that...
Get creative with your voice. Your own voice. You're an artist, right?
I don't know. I feel like this it's a nice tool to use.
But it is creative from the aspect, like he's saying, though, about you using two people from the West Coast, one, both gangster rappers, and telling Kendrick, you know, don't try to take this angle. You feel me? Do your own angle with it. Blah 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 blah. You know, I don't know.
Don't try to take what angle.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't get that.
Don't like, take what angle?
Because
the gangster angle.
I know, because
like
Drake
snatching chains and burning tattoos.
But you see, I ain't even think like Kendrick meant it in a what you call it.
Like a jailhouse type way.
Yeah, like that type of way. Yeah. You know, from listening to the bars, bro. But yeah, it seemed like.
How else did he mean it, though? My bad, bro.
Nah, you good. But I think, like, Drake is, like, holding on to that. Because it's like, all right, nigga.
Yeah.
You got to show this. You know what I mean? But I do like, what I like about it is how Drake, like, he like, nah, bro. Y'all niggas been saying, I ran away from control. We here now. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the part that I liked about it. Me?
And it's corny. I hate the fact that Drake has like people like pawns, like academics, to where he's like every day is like still waiting on Kendrick. We're still waiting on Kendrick.
I know,
it's
but
like, bro,
we should have known that's gonna be
Kendrick
there.
Gonna drop when he want to drop, bro.
Yeah, like bro, we waited for Drake. You know what I mean?
He had people like Maul saying that definitely wasn't AI. It's like,
even after the nigga who made the AI shit came and explained how he made it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But again, this is. Over your boys, bro. And that be the thing about the media, bro. And I ain't gonna lie, that bro, it's hella East Coast bias, bro. Podcast space.
I don't even think
that's why we about the Rational Ignorance podcast, man. We about to make a lane, you feel me? West Coast.
You hear Ish? Nigga talking about he put on Good Kid, Mad City, and he don't get the... Like, nigga, shut up, bro. We don't...
Right.
Hey, don't Ish kind of look like Darvin Ham?
Nah.
That's crazy, man.
Hey, what?
That's keep far-fetched. That one to yourself,
that's
bro.
Far-fetched.
I he do looks not nothing like him.
I don't know. I feel like they got similarities.
We might have to see Don when he was younger or something. Oh, nah, they didn't hear the same age, nigga.
What that mean? You can't see him when he was younger?
Nah, I'm saying you might. They might have had some resemblance or some shit. But yeah, I don't see.
Now they got similarities, bro. Maybe it's the mannerism or something. I don't know.
Yeah, nah, but shit, I just hate it. I hated that, bro. Niggas.
Darvin Ham looked like he's sitting there thinking about nothing, bro. Like,
or something went wrong. He always just looked like something went wrong. No,
this him. Pocket. Hand is in.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
bro, what you want to do, bro? What's the next move? We're going to get into that, though.
Now we got to make them feel how we feel. This guy.
That's what he said.
Basically, right?
He right, nigga.
Hey, how y'all feel about them? So I seen somebody tweet something about Drake using a Black Panther son to diss some like something somebody who uplifts the black community.
Niggas be doing, come on, bro.
Like, is that much science?
Maybe not, because there is, I just seen a video on X. It got Drake, not to say it's a bad thing, but like just like saying, basically kind of like saying like, oh, I'm Jewish. I grew up in a Jewish community. Basically what everything Kanye against, like I grew up in a Jewish community. I'm full Jewish. My mom's Jewish, this and that. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like that's your background,
yeah,
and everything like that. But it's just when you basically created this persona of a person.
And then you go in and calling Rick Ross racist when he's doing whatever he's doing.
But it's the problem.
You only add to that narrative around yourself.
Yeah, this is what I was going to say, though. But it's the problem with hip-hop, bro. The shit is for sale anyway.
Yeah.
Like, any nigga who come with a bag of clout, niggas going to let him do what they want to do.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You could never take that shit back. Mm-hmm. See, back in the day, all these niggas could have been like, nah, Drake, you ain't this, bro. We ain't.
Right.
But since he had the clout, niggas like, nah, we gonna let him claim this. We're going to get behind him. Now niggas blow up to where hip-hop, like the core hip-hop fan base, don't even matter no more.
Yeah.
They don't got to play by niggas' rules, bro. Like,
no, that's facts.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, bro, niggas just got to learn. Like, letting Eddie Ross and all them niggas come in his space.
Oh, you see, that's the thing I hate. I hated hearing, I'm glad you mentioned Aiden Ross, because I hated hearing, I was watching Aiden Ross in Academic Stream, and hearing just Aiden Ross talk about, they was talking about something, and it was like, Aiden Ross don't even know what the fuck, he don't know what's going on in the black community. It's like, bro, you having this conversation, this hip-hop conversation with bro, and it just sound crazy.
But you see, that's what I'm saying, but you know, Aiden Ross gonna pay niggas $50,000 to just come sit on the stream. Everybody going there because, bro, if you sexy red, that's a bag. So it's like, you know, that's what I'm saying, bro. Hip hop for sale, bro. And that's like another convo for, you know what I mean? For
sexy red bro. might revive Chief Keef career. She do that. She.
Yeah, they did drop a banger, bro. That shit,
they did?
Yeah. That shit sounded, you know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah, she might revive bro career. Shout out to Sexy Red. Anything else in music? Y'all want to y'all hear Mozzie new album?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Fuck with it. Yeah,
all right, what you was playing, it sound good.
Yeah, felt like it was real soulful and introspective, Mozzie.
Yeah, I think Mozzie is trying to like break out a little bit. It's a few songs on there that I'm like, but it's just, man, I don't know, bro.
I mean, he might be able to do a little something with the Friday song.
Oh, yeah, you're right, because he was at the Eric Billinger song, but that'd been out for a minute.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do nothing.
Yeah, but the Friday song, then he got that one. I feel like he should have let Shorty rock more on the chorus.
I can't go out.
Yeah, I can't go out, not for nothing. Yeah, yeah, nothing. I think he should have let her.
Can't go out, no. Actually, like, my favorite song on there is the one with Imazi, Living Proof.
That was dope, yeah.
Like, I'm not even the biggest fan of Imazi, but shit, he got better. He's gotten better, a lot better, too, throughout the years. But,
You think it's him?
Huh?
You don't think bro Ryan?
Who?
Shit, Mozzie could be Ryan for niggas.
Maybe, but I mean, I feel like, yeah, I mean, hey, maybe. I don't know.
What you mean by breakthrough?
Like, because, bro, he's like in a certain tier, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like...
A tier as far as sales or worldwide, being known worldwide?
Most, like, just start, like, his position in the rap game, bro. But, I mean, maybe where he's at, because I see what his album... This week on iTunes was like number 4.
Yeah, he was number 4 or Apple Music. I don't know about iTunes. Yeah, but
I don't think nothing wrong with that. Like, I mean, I could say I could see if you just saying like, oh, he capped out and this is where like how big he's gonna get, then so be it. But it's like he has a core fan base. Like, you know, true. Niggas gonna go look for his album when he drop the album. He gonna do his numbers that he do.
Yeah.
And he gonna keep rocking. And, what's wrong with that? He gonna book shows, you know what I'm saying? Right. So
and as far as money wise, like shit, bro making he do enough to make.
Bro, you making money off rap, bro. Like, that's money off rap. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. And on top of that, he's not independent no more. He's with CMG, is it?
CMG, Interscope.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, it's just like, because I feel like, because his talent, bro, that's the only reason. Because I'm like, bro, his talent could be, like, if he was to get to that you know, level. Because I feel like he gonna never be like put in certain conversations.
Yeah,
but like I feel like his talent wise, no,
he could with his pen game, he could rap with the best of them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially in an introspective, you know,
facts like that type of music.
But it's also like, okay, how much, like, what type of music can you make without sounding not like yourself? To get to that other side. You
right,
know what I'm
cause,
saying?
Because if Mazi got to sacrifice to get it, then he's like, fuck it, bro.
Right.
The thing is, though, I think he got to luck up and get on a song that becomes a hit. I don't know if he's going to get a hit record on its own.
Yeah. He got like, Gotti over there. Gotti come with hits sometimes, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
He's in that camp, it's just the music they make, though.
Yeah, I mean, but if he happens to get on a Yo Gotti song or a 42 Doug song that ends up doing something, then yeah, you know. Also, okay, let's look at it from this perspective, right? Do y'all feel like he's on the same level as like somebody like Benny the Butcher and them?
What you mean as far as what?
So,
as far as like...
Just where they at.
Just, yeah, where they at and they level, like as far as... Not even just they rapping abilities.
Benny the Butcher go crazy. I actually fuck with Benny.
He do. Yeah. Now, actually, I might put Mozzie over... But it's just they got an East Coast. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I feel like that East Coast.
That East Coast sign, bro.
Carry through up East Coast and everything.
I did. I thought I just pointed.
Oh, my bad, bro. My bad.
Nah, I think I did because my hand did go like that. Yeah, bro, that East Coast cosign, bro, I don't know. Yeah. It's like because you got to think. Think about Dave East when he first came out, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, Dave East is dope, but you be like, bro, for how much... Like, industry clout these niggas be having compared to, like, what they do music-wise, it don't be the same. But, bro, when you in that New York, like, you feel me? It's like...
It's a little different. Different. Yeah.
But, shit, but Benny and them, though, bro, again, they sticking to their...
Yeah, they doing what they do. They ain't really... But, I mean, also, people asking them, people want them to make just, you know, a song for the girls to make a hit.
But I ain't gonna lie,
Mozzie got a couple, you know...
I think, bro, you just need to take, like, the artists need to be in control, bro. If this is what they making, they don't need to try to sound like somebody else. Like, go listen to this other artist if you want this song, like a female song.
But I
you
mean,
know what I'm
also,
saying? Or something for the bitches, like a little bit.
But you gotta do something to, you know, because like when you say breakout, what do you just mean? Do you mean go to the next tier, or you just mean like get a hit record?
Nah, because I mean, usually you break out with a hit record.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But I just mean like. You know, but like you said, bro, maybe it ain't like Maz is still trying to make it, bro. He made it. So I'm like, maybe that, you know, because for example, I mean, but that's what I'm saying, like that YZ tier type shit. Not on no rap shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's like that tier is like, it's hard. You can't get there without no hits.
But YG was always party music.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. But I feel like Maz could make that. Nah, yeah, you're right. He too...
Political.
Because that's the thing. Once you get that song, you could go back. Once you got that song, you don't got to keep making that song. You feel me? It's just, bro, now, at least you
sometimes
know for
you
that.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. And especially if you don't have a...
catalog.
A catalog. And it's like, people expect you to make this type of song. And it's like, that's not even me. I just hopped on that song real quick.
Nah, facts.
You know what I'm saying? And that'll mix up your fan base.
Shit, I mean...
little break.
Yeah, man. So, what was your standout tracks off there, off the Mozzie show?
The one that I've had on repeat was Better Without You.
Okay. That's it?
I mean, like, I like the one Living Proof. Let me see. Ebony from 12th is cool.
Yeah, he just posted Ebony from 12th, the girl.
Red Nose Bully.
Yeah, man, he got some shit. I feel like it's real soulful, introspective, like all... A lot of, you know, soul samples on there. And it's a lot
soulful
of
soulful shit on there.
Yeah, a lot of introspective music. So
yeah, I feel like Mozzie gonna, he always give that though.
Yeah, but sometimes it's not. Like, I don't feel like I didn't really hear him dissing too much on here and shit.
He still did though.
He did, but
that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying.
I heard maybe one diss.
I feel like on his albums, bro, most of the time he be in his bag, bro. You know what I mean? He gonna talk about his grandma, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Bro, he said, my greatest blessings came from times when I ain't used a rubber.
Yeah, I know.
That's fire, right?
That's deep.
And that's the thing. That's something we can all relate to, right? You know what I'm saying? Facts.
Because at first I was like, give up, but I'm like, okay, nah, that's...
Yeah, that was tough. Yeah. So, yeah, man, shout out to Mozzie. Good album, you know.
Facts.
That's what I've been slapping in the car. Well, Eli gonna have to slap you. Eli ride with me today. That's what he gonna have to listen to.
Carpool, you feel me? Me in the Maybach.
Yeah, you know. The Maybach. That's how you should pronounce it, bro. The Maybach.
Okay, well, we in the Maybach.
all right, man. Let's transition. What y'all want to get into? Y'all want to go to sports, or did y'all want to talk about the Jill Scott shit?
Jill Scott.
Yeah, we could touch on that, bro.
Jill Scott kind of she said something.
She just said how talented Chris Brown is.
So she says, Chris Brown is amazing. How does anybody sing like that? Dance, look, act, and rap like that. Beyond gifted, it happens. It appears. Exceptional people have to go through exceptional fire. There's nothing to debate.
She's trying to get with the box.
Somebody said, I know, right? I said, somebody said he about to take that long walk. Somebody said, I think the women he's abused would disagree. And then her response to that was, I doubt it. My mother's ex-husband was a mean, violent human, and he could lay foundation better than anyone in my city. What he did with cement was awe-inspiring. We got away. He got a raise and praise for the ability. God dealt with the rest. I'm like, this is a lot. Like, what the fuck is going on?
That's what she, like, bro, come on, Jill.
Nah, I understand what she's saying, though.
Same.
Like, bro, it's time to let shit go. As far as, like, we hold people accountable and we don't know their lifestyle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he could have changed. The people could have forgave him.
Yeah.
But as people that are just on the internet and just involved in celebrity life, we don't let shit go. We don't let people live that shit down.
But we just spoke about, I mean, Chris Brown has a pattern of this, though. It's not just, if it's a one-off thing, I think it's like, okay.
Nah, but you could have a few moments. Yeah. But
nah, bro, you can't have a pattern in multiple relationships and then with other random women. Like we
so you're saying something Taylor. Can't happen multiple times and you can't change after that?
You could change. But
you could change after any altercation.
You can, but it's like, but if it's a pattern throughout your whole life, it's like, come on, bro.
Would you
like,
prefer
you have
that person not to change?
I would prefer them to change, but that he hasn't shown that he's changed.
Yeah,
though.
But you see, this is the thing. Even like Chris Brown don't have to change. Like even if he did change, nigga, he's talented. Like, because that's what she talking about his talent, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, she was at first.
Yeah, that's what she was saying at first, but then she lost me with the response.
And that's what I said. Like, come on, Jill. You don't even got to, bro, don't even go into
you
that.
You don't got to go up.
Talking about your dad and shit. Yeah.
It's just like, look, he did what he did. You
try
to
give him an example.
Like you said, it's like he did what he did. Like you said, the people that he did it to or whatever, or accused of doing it to, forgave him, so let's move past it. I'm just saying he's talented.
And that's
not what she said, though.
No, but her example is the same, because she was like, but God, again, that's something like somebody who's super religious would say. God dealt with the rest. She ain't say, it's not like she said, nah, we fuck with the nigga. Like, our dad like was cold still. She just like, nah, whatever he did, like, the karma gonna get him type shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like with Chris Brown, like, bruh, they want people not to say the nigga's talented, bro. Because what he did.
I think certain people, like, she probably notices his talent, like, which we all do, and kind of feel like it's not being broadcasted on the stage that it can be broadcasted on just because of his past history.
Yeah, like, we spoke about this before.
Right.
It's like, yeah,
so he's definitely a Super Bowl type of talent, like, halftime show type of talent, but...
Yeah, like
he did it to himself though, and he keep doing it to himself, right, bro.
Like, I'm not mad at him not ever get on that stage, bro. But still, it don't mean shit. Yeah, it's not like he needs that to validate anything, bro. He's still one of the most talented entertainers we've ever had, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's my only thing is like people act like you can't say that. Like, bro, we can, bro. You know what I mean?
I also think we do just get caught up in people's life, though, as far as like media and fans.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're celebrities. That's going to come with it. But it's like, bro, nigga's talented, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
That's undeniable.
Right.
Nobody could deny that. But yeah, man. I guess mind your own business. I don't know.
You telling Jill?
Nah, I'm just saying this in general. Like, hey.
Y'all see that video when she was up there with that
mic?
Microphone?
Yeah, niggas ain't forget that, bro. When I seen her trending, I thought he was something similar. I go look it. I'm like, mwah.
She had it again.
Let's see, what else popped on out there, man?
What else, Ant?
Don't scratch your head.
What else?
Let's get to sports, man.
Sports.
Niggas get to these sports. Basketball playoffs, bro.
My name is Mike.
The Fella Podcast, man.
I like
man.
Sports.
You know, let's get into some basketball. The NBA playoffs kicked off this weekend. First of all, the Kings lost to the Pelicans without Zion. That hurt. Didn't get in the play-in. The Lakers, obviously, last week when we was here, they had won the play-in game, got the seventh seed.
Yeah.
Put themselves in a fucked-up predicament. We about to get to it all.
They ain't ducking no smoke.
Yeah.
You should have ducked.
Right?
Nah, bro.
Nah, y'all all right, bro.
Yeah.
We're going to see what happens. Where y'all want to start? Y'all want to start with how you feel about the
Kings? I don't
want to
talk about the Kings, bro.
What's the pathway moving forward, man?
Next season.
I mean, fast forward we to might this. might lose Malik Monk.
Yeah, he gone.
Shit.
He gone.
I don't know, bro.
Harrison Barnes on a long-term deal.
You feel me?
Unless Keegan really, like, takes, like, a huge step forward, like how De'Aaron did in his third season. I don't know, bro.
They gotta move some pieces around in order for him to do that, though. I mean, this year he had a lot of opportunities to step up. He definitely got to be a little bit more aggressive. I think they need to move him to the three and get somebody to stretch four.
But his average went up, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he averaged like 16.
And he dropped 32 in the playing game.
But it's definitely, like, it's been games, like, when we played, I don't want to pinpoint, like, hell of this, like, random situations, but, like, we needed the game and we played, like, Boston. You get that rebound snatch for him, bro. That's a part of aggression. Like, you got to hold on to that.
Last game
against the Pelicans, you're getting pushed around a little bit, you know.
Yeah, y'all.
That change a lot.
But, I mean, it ain't just y'all, but a lot of teams. But I just remember the Kings mostly. Y'all drop games because I think y'all are, like, the only team to lose to the Wizards twice.
We done blew a lot of hella leads.
Yeah, lost to a lot of them.
A lot of 20-point
level
leads.
Teams.
Yeah, but also at the end, I understand Malik not being there. That killed y'all. You feel me? So, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. This year, because even I was thinking about Golden State, I'm like, oh, they really done. Bro, they won 46 games. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but then next year, they going to be another year older. I don't know what they going to do.
Nah, that's true. I mean, they definitely got to make changes, you know? But, yeah, the Kings got to make changes too, bro.
You got to make some changes now. I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, it's cool. 145 games or whatever. 46 games. Yeah, that's cool, but... Now it's time to take that next step, feel me? Win a playoff series.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's how they got to look
two.
At it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, that's the next step. I mean, obviously, we know they need another big. It's a bonus. Yeah, he grabs all the rebounds, a rebound leader during the season.
Yeah, that shit, bro. That nigga, I'm tired of hearing about him. You know what I mean?
Why, bro?
Well, I'm talking to the niggas in the barbershop when I be in there, bro.
Oh, that'd be hard.
Like, bro, he cool. He's a regular season player, though. Like, you know. Because, Brandon, when y'all in the playoffs, he looked like he can't rebound against anybody.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Got killed by Kevon Looney last year.
And even in that playing game.
He had 12 boards on Valanciunas, though.
Bro, I saw so many offensive rebounds. I did see he had a good stat line. But I'm like, damn, they killing you on the glass. But, I mean, I ain't going to lie. He kind of, like, frail. You feel me?
But he's strong, dog. He a good 6'10", 6'11".
He is, but
I think
you know.
They need a little bit more size.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
They need another rebound.
More width.
Yeah.
Like, he can't be the only person that can grab boards.
And that's why I'm saying we need a four, bro. We have Keegan Murray as our four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, That's a problem.
No inside shot blocking presence whatsoever. But I've been saying that. I said that last year. I said they need to get a shot blocker.
And I fuck with Mike Brown, but I think, I mean, why we didn't see JaVale out there?
JaVale don't got the IQ for your offense, though.
not even for, problem. Like, long spurts, though. Like, bro, like, if we getting beat down on the boards, bro, throw him out there for a little bit. Or throw Alex Len out there for a little bit.
I do feel like he does. Alex Len, he did. Like, I feel like when y'all throwing him in there, he does help okay. with the what you call it?
Them together, though?
No, not necessarily together. But
like Alex Len and JaVale?
No.
I'm saying,
definitely not.
Sabonis.
Yeah, JaVale, bro, like, he would be, because then he a lob threat, too, like, you know what I mean? But
the thing is, I think Sabonis can play with another big man, like, because most of the time he be at the 3-point line doing dribble handoffs and shit.
But that's the thing, bro.
But he also attacks the rim. My bad, bro.
Yeah.
No, but I was saying, like, bro, that shit, it's like when it comes to games that matter, niggas know he just handing shit off. Because I used to think he could knock the midi down.
I don't know what happened. He used to shoot it a little bit more better than what he shoots it now.
Yeah, Indiana, I feel like he
shot. Yeah, right? Because I remember, bro, that Golden State series, bro, he was, nigga was just running around trying to hand this shit off.
Here, bro.
Like, shoot it. Bro, yeah. I don't know, but y'all did. I don't know, man. Y'all got to make some changes for sure, man.
Yeah. All right, so.
I want to talk about the Kings.
Lakers Nuggets, man. What do the Lakers need to do, y'all feel like, to make this a series?
To
get out this slump against the Nuggets.
Stop blowing leads.
Bro.
That part, that hurts.
Yeah, bro, it's just... Because, I mean, even, like, I ain't going to lie, yesterday's game, they were missing a lot of shots. They had so many shots go in and out that they usually make. The Nuggets, I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Then, I think this series going to always come down to whose two-man game is better. AD and Bron versus Jokic and...
Murray.
And, bro, for the last 10 games, goddamn, bro, they just been killing us.
And it always feels like if the game is close at the end of the game, it's like, it always feels like Jokic and Murray are going to get the better of it.
And that's what I'm saying, because, bro.
It always feels like
y'all
that.
0-10 in the last
game. That's what I'm saying, because, bro, like, I remember last year, niggas was like.
They smoking y'all, bro.
We can't laugh too much. Like, we got swept by, what, the Pelicans? What's up?
Oh, y'all niggas lost 6 games in one season. I don't think that's gonna ever happen.
Yeah, it's like, man.
Hey, that was crazy.
And bro, some of them games was without Zion. It's like, man.
But like they said, bro, it's Zion ain't been the one killing y'all anyway. It's been they winning players.
That's the thing, bro. Yeah. They got no Pelicans is tough.
But they gonna have to do something about them niggas.
The eyes out of there, bro.
I mean, they could, hey, bro, the way Trey Murphy been playing, bro.
And Herb Jones. But who doesn't start? Trey Murphy.
They both start.
I think they both start, bro.
And that's the problem.
Trey Murphy comes off the bench if Zion's playing.
And that's the problem.
Okay.
I think he takes that starting spot from.
But I ain't going to lie, though. Like,
B.I.
Without B.I., like, because, bro, he killed the Kings, bro.
No. But you got to pick your poison. So if you got Zion and Zion's your guy. He's a rim threat, right?
Nah, Zion is their guy. Like if he's there,
yeah. So you would rather have somebody that can space the floor, which is Trey Murphy.
But I mean, so does B.I. though.
Yeah, because B.I. gonna shoot a cool clip from the three, but
he don't shoot it like Trey Murphy.
Nah, he don't. But the only thing is,
and Herb Jones is a better defender, right?
Nah, he is. Definitely. But the only thing, B.I. is damn near their best creator, I think.
Yeah. So you got to pick your poison, though.
What do you mean?
Best creator. Like, bro, he gonna play shot make creator. Better. He gonna play make better.
I'm not.
CJ.
Zion is.
Nah, bro. Play I make? Knew he was going to say
play
Zion.
Make? What do you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, bro. Zion.
And CJ.
Nah, CJ. Like, CJ. Nah, bro. I just feel like.
They got to pay all these guys, bro.
And they
that's
got
all
a
I'm
good team
at.
Over there.
They do. And that's why I hate niggas want to give up on them because they still haven't gotten a chance to ever. Both of them niggas
them. You just
got to
see the writing on the wall sometimes. Like, they got to pay somebody.
They might be able to beat OKC without Zion.
How long buddy out?
That's going to be tough.
Well, they 1-1 right now, right?
No. 1-0.
Play tomorrow?
Yeah.
OKC end up winning?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, that game, damn, bro. That,
game, right?
They did blow that game. They should have won that game, though. But I ain't go. This is not. That's why. This is the series. I ain't gonna lie. They do need a B.I. I mean, they do need Zion. Yeah. B.I. not gonna be able to get shit against Lou Dort, bro. He not physical enough, bro. And that shit, like the game just look hard for him right now.
But the problem with OKC, like, or they might the Pelicans. Maybe they could lean on Jonas a little bit more.
That's why I didn't understand him not being in the game at the end because he was killing Chet, bro.
They don't play game 2-2 Saturday.
Huh?
What?
Hell nah.
Oh, I guess game 3.
Even that's crazy.
Yeah, but I did see that because shit, we don't play. What, we?
Oh, they play tomorrow.
What's tomorrow? Wednesday?
Yeah.
They played on Sunday? Damn, that's still a big break, bro.
But that's how a lot of these first round match games, but you get like.
Travel. They got to travel.
Yeah,
to get
3 days,
2 days
off. Or shit or whatever. Yeah. But, yeah, see, I think OKC not going to get somebody like Andre Drummond, I think that's going to hurt them in the end.
It will. I feel like they're going to beat the Pelicans.
You think so? Yeah. But like, I feel like I said that. I'm like, why they ain't go get Drummond? I don't know if I said it on the pod during the trade deadline, but I'm like, bro, like Drummond was like the perfect piece for y'all to be able to go for them to go get.
Yeah, he was, bro, because bro, Chet gonna get killed when he play against like Denver. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I see he's a shot blocker, bro, but when he the main guy, like getting they putting him under the rim. That's why I didn't understand Willie Green going with Larry Nance for so long, bro.
I mean, Larry Nance could do it to him too, though.
But he can't. Yeah, because bro, he was killing them on the glass, like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, BI, he ain't come through that game, bro.
Yeah, I mean I think that's gonna be a good series though.
Yeah, that first game shit came down to the buzzer, so.
So what can the Lakers do? What can they do?
Execute better, because I ain't gonna lie, we did have a stretch. Where execution was, like, just terrible. Like, nigga Spencer Dinwiddie driving, like, for no reason. Like, bro, this ain't a regular season game where niggas just coming down and you could just... Like, bro, that's when you got to get somebody like AD involved. Yeah. You feel me? Like, make sure, like, nah, bro, if Bron not in the game, AD, let's get an action with him.
Okay, so why do you feel like they should give up on the whole... putting Rui Hachimura on Jokic and just go AD straight up on Jokic and just live with him if he drops 40?
Go with AD straight up on Jokic, like, just...
Yeah, one-on-one. If he drops 40, he drops 40.
That's foul trouble right there.
But, I mean, shit. I mean, if he don't get in foul trouble.
That's the thing. That's the risk. Like, I don't mind because, bro, I don't... In spurts, either defense works. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, I don't think you want AD on him the whole time because... The thing about if Jokic gets 40, he ain't the player you could just let get 40. If he got 40, bro, he going to get niggas involved too. You feel me?
No, but remember, what series was that when he was he dropped 40? He was dropping 40 and they would lose those games.
Nah, that was against the Warriors, but what's his name wasn't playing? Jamal. You feel me? Like,
so what you saying is everybody stay home, don't help on that.
So, okay.
Give that up, bro. Nah, twos is better than threes. It's better than giving up threes to Michael Porter Jr. and KCP.
I agree. And this way, yesterday, I'm like, we up 20, bro. You can't – don't help on two. You see, that's when I feel like you got to play that game. Once you got a lead,
don't
help on twos, bro. Like, that's what I don't be understanding about. Because once I started seeing that happen yesterday, you like, oh, here we go, bro. Know what I mean?
And what's crazy, too, is that it seems like Jokic's defense is more effective on AD than AD's defense on Jokic.
Nah, because AD he's settling for, like...
A little floater.
Yeah, and those, I mean, when he hitting them, he going to hit them.
Yeah.
But it's like, because Jokic's going to get under the rim, bro. Like,
he had a good game yesterday, though. Didn't AD drop, like, 32 and 12 or some shit?
Yeah, but he dropped 32 and, like, three, like... Bro, he had 28 at the half.
But you got to think, though, LeBron went stupid in the fourth, though. LeBron had like 12 or so in the fourth.
LeBron smoked so many layups, dog.
Bro, dunk that shit, bro.
Oh, my goodness.
Him and Rui
smoked so many layups, especially Rui, bro. Oh, my God.
And y'all got a good game from D-Lo.
I know, but it's like, we did. That's why that game, we were supposed to win that,
Austin
bro.
Reeves kind of.
He was cool, yeah. He was cool.
It's solid defense.
I know, awesome. I know. He did, but yeah, that was a tough loss, bro.
Yeah, y'all needed that.
I don't
one.
Think y'all could play better than what y'all did, bro.
Hey, that's my concern for y'all, too.
Nah, we can't because the execution down the stretch was bad, bro. And again, those missed layups. I'm talking about Rui was smoking point blank layups.
Ryan missed a couple of
dunks. Yeah, he did. Then dunks coming off, bro, when you need them, because, bro, I'm saying, then, I mean, Philly shit damn near hurt worse, though.
How y'all feel about it? Y'all think they could bounce back from that 2-0?
I think they can.
Yeah. I mean, all it is, I mean, teams did what they supposed to do
at home. Yeah.
Now, I ain't going to lie. For hours, it's a little different because, bro, Denver already showed, like,
them
niggas could come in.
Yeah, sweet.
So, that's why I'm not too high on, like, yeah, you take a little bit for that, but, nah, ain't no time for moral victories right now. But I do feel for Philly, like, I do think they're the better team.
I don't want to... I know this. We talking playoffs. I don't want nobody to feel for nothing, bro. Because we done got them too many reports back too with the Kings multiple times this season, bro.
Yeah,
yeah, and that shit hurts y'all too.
Yeah, bro. So
nah, but bro, in the playoffs, bro, why do they do that? Y'all might as well not say shit.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not like y'all going to be like, all right, we're going to take that game and niggas got to replay the last, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas is down 2-0, bruh. It's like, yeah, that's it.
I mean, what other series? Obviously, Indiana, they tied up the series today.
Yeah.
Giannis probably.
He going to play the next game.
Yeah, I'm sure he's on the verge of coming back. I think if Giannis comes back, it's a wrap for Indiana.
Facts.
What other series am I missing?
I think
Minnesota took a 2-0 lead today.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be 5-1 now.
5-1.
Yeah, them boys soft.
They breaking up.
They gonna Phoenix. Win. They gonna win 5-1. They going to 5 games.
You think it's a sweep? I mean 4-1. 4-1. I mean 4-1. 5 games. You know what I mean, man. Miami getting swept.
No, Jimmy, yeah. It's a wrap.
Even if Jimmy come back, bro, they getting swept.
By Boston.
Boston not playing. They not playing with niggas.
They ain't the old Boston. Yeah.
They got some. You feel me? They got Drew over there. They ain't going for that tough shit. They could match.
Drew it, man. That nigga. Because
it remind me when they beat, when the Bucks lost to Miami. I think he was in the bubble, bro. Then the next year they had Drew. They dog Miami. Like, fuck all that shit.
Yeah. What's this? That 7-2. That's Philly. 6-3 is who? 6-3.
Bucks and over there.
Yeah,
it's Bucks and Pacers.
Mavs and Clippers.
Cleveland. Cleveland might sweep Orlando. That's 4-5.
I give them one. I give Orlando.
Yeah, I don't think they're ready.
They not, but I mean the game's been close enough though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Who you said?
Mavs and Clippers.
That's a good series. I think that's probably gonna be. They one of the better right series.
It's
going
to be 6 or 7.
What's the score right now?
I think they were. I think there was like a 2-point game third quarter.
Clippers won the first one, right?
Yeah.
Clippers spanked them the first game.
They came back at the end. Yeah. Okay. Let me see.
Oh, Clippers then took the lead. That should be a good series.
That's a low scoring game, bro.
Yeah.
It's real basketball. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean,
100 points.
It's definitely some good series, man. The West is tough, man. The West tough.
It is.
Philly, I mean, Boston going to run through the East, bro.
Yeah, because who they play after this?
You don't think the Bucks got a chance?
They would play either Cleveland or Orlando.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, you
think the Knicks got a chance?
Nah, they
not without Julius Randle.
You saying like to play against
Boston?
Nah, bro.
Not without Julius Randle.
Yeah.
Maybe if they had Julius Randle, just because they have that other person who could drop 30, 40.
The physical factor of it.
That part too.
You know what I mean? Because, bro, that's the thing about because they did win. I think the last game they played in Boston, they won too.
They still got squad
because like, they tough, bro. Yeah,
Dante DiVincenzo 7-0. You got Bogdanovich coming off the bench,
bro. He just started making because I was like, bro, he was supposed to be a big piece for
somebody,
and he wasn't making no noise. See, he's showing up in the playoffs.
Bro, Tibbs is the worst coach, bro. I wasn't watching the game, but I was following along on ESPN. Like this dude played. His starters, like, the whole third quarter. Didn't sub him out at all. I mean, that ain't too crazy, but it's like, come on.
They voted him. The players voted. They do the little vote shit, and they one coach you wouldn't want to play for.
Yeah.
It's not your coach, Tibbs.
Like, the third year in a row.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up.
I wouldn't want to play for him either, bro.
They shouldn't be voting on shit like that, bro. What the fuck?
Bro, he be running his players through the
mud,
He do, bro.
Bro,
I don't mind that, though. Like, I mean, bro, them niggas getting paid out there, bro. But we here to play basketball, bro.
Nah, but that's the thing, bro. You going to run your team out of gas, bro.
Nah, bro. You a basketball player, right?
Nah, that's not realistic, bro.
He ruined D-Rose's career.
No, he didn't.
Nah, we can't.
I'm not going to
But
you
see, but that's what niggas be saying, though. You feel me? Because, bro, niggas do be out there for hella long because Josh Hart be playing hella, especially him. Bro,
but I feel like those type of players that know what it takes to win and they know they don't got all the tools to be like a superstar. Like Jalen Brunson is who he is, right? And then you got DiVincenzo over there. Then you got Josh Hart. They won at Villanova, right?
Facts.
So they got that tough mentality. Nah, like, they are. I'm going to play.
They're tough. They coaching me
play 48 bro. Minutes, bro. I'm going to play 48 minutes. And it worked for them.
Nah, but I ain't going to lie, because sometimes teams do be doing that subbing shit, too. Because it's like yesterday's game. You sent for us.
Bron got to stay on the floor. Like, AD got to stay on the floor sometimes,
But I ain't
going
to lie. That altitude, bro, I did see it again on Bron, bro. That's why I do think them... He started huffing and puffing.
They got
at some
that
point.
Advantage out there.
Yeah, bro.
I'm gonna play a motherfucker till he pass out.
Nah, bro, because I remember you see,
man, like, bring out the stretch on these.
Like when Kobe tore his Achilles, bro, because D'Antonio was on that shit, bro. Kobe, but I mean, we needed to make the playoffs, so niggas was playing hella minutes, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's that, you know.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Keeping on sports, how y'all feel about the backlash with Caitlin Clark? And her getting her high praise and getting her deals and shit.
I just feel like people who are tuned in now, they don't know how number one picks. They don't know the hype that comes with them. They like, what? You know, especially like no offense, but like women who not really women on men who don't be like watching sports like that, but now like just see what's going on social media.
What do you mean the hype that comes with number one?
What do you mean,
bro? All number ones pick get like. They get hype, like super hype behind them.
Not like this, bro.
How you feel about Wimby, bro? Like,
that's men.
Nah, but
we talking about women.
Of course, shit done changed.
Like, bro.
But she's a number one pick, though.
I get that, but number one picks in WNBA don't get hype like this.
They don't do. They never.
Who's the number one pick last year?
For women?
Yeah.
Aaliyah Boston, right?
Yeah, who was the year before that?
He didn't think you knew, bro.
Come on, man. What is he talking about, bro?
Did they hype that up? Did they hype up Aaliyah Boston?
She ain't kidding, nigga.
She ain't number one pick, though.
Yeah.
Who was number one pick before that? I don't know.
Yeah,
you can say, bro, man,
why you
gonna
keep asking?
Yeah, that one I don't know before that.
Maybe before that was maybe Asia Wilson.
Yeah. Before that it was Asia.
Okay, but even her, bro, she's the best player in the WNBA, and she doesn't get the same hype. I'm not saying that's wrong.
Nah,
I'm not agreeing with the people that's saying that.
But because Asia didn't have the same hype in college, though.
She ain't no ratchet like Caitlin Clark.
She did, though.
No, bro.
Not ratchet, bro.
Nah, we're not talking about. She was that girl.
Yeah.
But... She wasn't, the hype wasn't like Caitlin Clark, bro.
That's a fact. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just giving you alternate perspective.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's all, bro, because like we said, she's like the step, because like, for example, Maya Moore and them, Asia Wilson, they're like, you know, they're like, if you were compared like other men, but she's like Steph, you feel me? Except like, you know what I mean? It's like...
The three balls in, bro.
Yeah, right. She's like, yeah, exactly. She's like Steph. She's changing the women's game. And she had the impact to where she had the opportunity to have big games with these other talented teams.
Exactly.
That caused the whole thing. Like, it's not just her. It's Angel Reese as well.
Facts.
She's getting a lot of hype, and like I said, I think Angel Reese is overrated as a basketball
player. Yeah, of course.
Personally. But her personality and shit is great for the game, though.
It is.
And it's taking this shit to the next level. Caitlin Clark doing that shit to the South Carolina when they beat them last year, and then doing that shit turn around like you can't shoot. Girl came back, did her thing this year. Raven Johnson, shout out to her. But that shit is... It's personality that the women's basketball game needs, I feel like.
Right, and that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. I kind of give Angel Reese a lot of credit for what she did. Because, bro, like, Caitlin Clark was killing.
Yeah.
But all that shit she did in that championship game, really, like, for the casuals, because that shit hit social media. Mm-hmm. Everybody, like, you know, who are these girls? And it's like, bro, the whole new wave just different. But back to what we're saying about Caitlin Clark, because if we're watching girls' games, if y'all not dunking and shit, like, that ain't, you know what I mean? But, bro, if you shooting from 40, it don't matter. We not saying, oh, that's, you know, that skill is like, nah, she's shooting that shit. So,
what about the theory that they say the last three women to get, what is it, shoe deal? The three women that got shoe deals is Caitlin Clark, Breonna Stewart, and Sabrina Ionescu.
Yeah, that.
Y'all put any merit to that?
Look.
When Asia Wilson's the best player in the WNBA, Aaliyah Boston was the number one pick just last year.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna put up. I think they're all better, bro.
I get that. I get that. I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying you said all number one. He said no number one picks.
He said he did say all.
Nah, but style of play matters, bro. Style of play matters. You feel me? If you like, and that's why
popularity matters, bro.
Right, but you know, I feel like it comes with style of play. Like if you posting women up and like killing.
He ain't wearing no Dwights. He ain't wearing no Dwights. No goddamn you know, Tim Duncan's.
Like, I mean, Embiid got some shoes.
They was wearing Shaqs, though.
They was Shaqs and Walmart. They was at the local market.
And you was having a tough times. You feel me? You was having a tough time.
Every day at school. Bro, tough.
Got Shaqs on, bro.
And I ain't gonna lie. Like, it ain't like niggas is rocking.
Said you was having a tough time.
You was, bro. And it's not like... I don't think niggas is rocking Stephs, but not like that either. You know what I'm saying? But it's just, you can't deny the fact that.
Kids is rocking Stephs, though.
Now, the price is up on Stephs. They too
I'm pretty sure kids, like, they
y'all,
rocking Stephs.
Y'all niggas rocking the De'Aaron Foxes.
She got jokes.
Why he side with Steph, bro?
I still wear pro models, bro, so.
Nah, but nigga, that's, you know what I mean? That's Adidas, bro. Nah, man. But I ain't gonna knock them. But Steph did, he did his thing for Under Armour, though. You feel me?
Yeah.
But the only thing, the only problem is, bro, it's Nike giving them this deal. It's like, bro, y'all could have gave Asia Wilson. She deserved that, bro. Because she's raw, like, again, like, her game is a little, you know, it's not like she's just posting up, bro. She really, she doing everything on defense. Like, she really, you know what I mean?
Yeah, see, I think it's just, the type of players they is, they game is more appealing to the masses. I don't think it's necessarily white and black thing.
Facts.
Because I think when Juju comes out, she's going to get that same type of recognition and praise and those type of same type of deals and shit.
I agree.
Because she got that game that correlates to the fans. And
nah, that's true.
Representative of that.
And if race plays a part in it, it's not based on what people think. I just think it's a representation thing. I mean, like, more, you know, it's a raw white girl. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like...
Ain't no race involved. She's
just a raw white. Now, I'm just saying, the popularity thing.
Yeah.
Like, shit. More of them, like, yo.
But I didn't like the fact how they try to make it, oh, y'all saying that she changed the game, but y'all forgetting about Tamika Catchings and Maya Moore and Diana... They didn't mention Diana Taurasi. I think they was only mentioning black women. Or they might have mentioned Diana Taurasi. I don't know. But it's like, bro, anybody who been paying attention to basketball appreciates them.
Yeah, because it's like Maya Moore. You could say she's like Kobe or whatever.
Yeah, that's my favorite women's basketball player, Maya Moore. Like, she hurt.
Yeah, like her game. But her game is like, you know, like the casual is not like, you know, even not saying, it's just the three-point. Bro, it's different, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Joel Lloyd, though, even in a commercial, I seen her in State Farm commercial, like, just how she moving, and I'm like, damn, she look raw. Just
she won MVP last year, didn't she?
Joel Lloyd?
Or Asia did.
No, I'm pretty sure Asia.
Oh, no, I think she won the MVP for the All-Star game.
Maybe, yeah, but yeah. she seemed nice.
Nah, that's the thing, because these girls were better handles than Caitlin Clark.
Yeah.
You feel me? But, bro, it's that shooting, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, I mean, she won, like, she was winning.
Yeah, we're going to see what happens. Before we get out of here, so going back to the whole Chris Brown-Quavo beef, how y'all feel about finding out your ex cheated on you in the aftermath?
That shit is done.
I know. Like,
so if a nigga put it in the rap verse, then it sucks for you.
So you just don't care? Like, damn.
I mean, you definitely can't double back, like. You know what I'm saying? You could diss back. Like, I mean, I don't know. You lost, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, what can you do, bro? Especially if you knew, then it's like, I knew that. You could probably say I knew she was on some bullshit.
I already knew you was on some bullshit.
Yeah, that's right. But, bro, that's how you, if you found out on a diss track, like, damn, nigga, you definitely can't say nothing.
He hurt, huh?
Yeah. I'm saying, but you going to be hurt.
Yeah, nigga.
Depends, especially if you're on rap, bro. Can't say shit.
Hey, nigga, social media, bro. That's the thing. Now, if you're a regular nigga, you
can get social media. Like, what social media? What?
If you're a regular nigga, you could get that shit off. I mean, this bitch was, you know, one of them niggas,
bro.
Nah, like, what you supposed to do, bro? That's a You can't win in that situation, bro.
That's going to be tearing. Okay. Oh, that's the other thing. What about the person that's
exposing
in the...
exposing yourself. Yeah, bitch. Well, I cheated on you.
Nah, I know. Nigga try to get his get back. That's what fuckers going to show him. That's how niggas be, though.
But what about the... So what about the person that's dating her now, man? They throwing our good Sacramento queen, Saweetie, and all this bullshit. But what... She's dating YG now, though. So how do you look at her as her man now when you're finding out about this?
I mean, I'm sure YG be... He be doing his thing. Nah, yeah. You feel funny, bro.
How'd you feel? Eh?
Yeah, bro. You got to feel away.
Like, you going to be looking at her differently? Like,
hell yeah. We only want to hear your name brought up. Like, bro, why is that?
Right. Because that's the thing. Bro, that's why you got to be like, being with rap niggas is crazy for women.
So what's the path? Oh, go ahead, my
nah,
bro.
Being with multiple.
Exactly. Because it's like, bro, if this shit like this happened... I know they be saying niggas is whack for talk, but it's like, bruh, niggas gonna use whatever angle they can to get at you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like.
So what's the path forward, though? Like.
For who?
For like some, like YG and Saweetie. If it's like, what's the, what y'all think is the path
forward? Shit, they gotta, for us to figure
out. I'm saying, but if y'all was in that position, what would be the path forward?
What I'm saying is.
I'm just saying.
Nah, you just gotta watch her a little closer.
You gotta watch her close. Is that gonna make you look? Is this gonna make you look at her different and not trust her? It's like, damn, you cheated on him with old boys. Like, damn.
Maybe you already knew. Maybe they talked about it. Maybe they have a good positive relationship.
That's possible too.
Nah, that's crazy. Like, okay. That ain't something you talk about
in that circumstance.
I mean, maybe it is though, because these are also not necessarily his coworkers, but he in that same little crowd. You feel me? It's rap.
Okay, so in that circumstance, is that you still gonna be like,
you dirty bitch,
just type of way?
Ain't got nothing to do with him though.
Nah, this the thing though. Like, I don't know their relationship between him and Chris, but I feel like that's kind of like, damn, bro. If we was cool, I would want you to say some shit like that, like in public, bro.
Right.
I mean, he never directly said it.
Yeah. Who? Chris Brown?
Yeah.
He said it. What do you mean? He just said it in the song.
He did it though.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, I mean,
that's how they took it. But yeah, man. I don't know.
The only thing that I didn't like though is like, which I mean, listen, of course she gonna do that. Like, if you gonna respond about anything, why she ain't clear that up? Because she responded to what Quavo said on this. Cloud. Oh, this. Yeah.
Speculation. Let him, like, speculate.
Like, address. Yeah, because you ain't addressed unless. But you see, that's when people be like, unless the other shit is true.
But I mean, I liked it how she was handling up until that point.
Facts.
I like how Saweetie moved. She moved pretty gangster.
Yeah, but that was in when she put the text out. That text.
Quavo, she moved gangster.
Quavo, what are you doing? What that nigga say?
I don't know.
I don't know, bruh.
We used to be, why you so mean? We used to not be mean to each other. Some shit like that.
Like, damn, bruh. That's how niggas, nah, Quavo, every time they expose the message between them two, that nigga look corny, okay, bruh. Because what how he bagger? I'm an icy, what'd he say? I'm a glacier boy and you an icy girl?
I don't even know. I couldn't even tell you,
bruh. Nigga send emojis. They're like, bro, when you got money, game don't matter, nigga. Just send some emojis, nigga.
Hey, man, that's a lot of fuck shit going on out here, man. Expand your horizons, all right, man? Expand your horizons, man. Embrace the spirit of exploration and openness to new experiences. Seek out opportunities for growth and expansion. And be willing to step out of your comfort zone to pursue them. Develop resilience. Understand that the path to success may be filled with obstacles and setbacks. Cultivate resilience and perseverance to overcome challenges and to keep moving forward towards your goals. In the great words of life coach Freddie Bryant, man. You know what I'm saying? On that note, it's been another episode of the Rational Ignorance Podcast. You know? I don't know. That's all we got for the week.
Y'all stay tuned. We appreciate y'all. And
we appreciate all the new followers and shit. You know, we appreciate all that, you know. So, yeah, as always, stay rational, but don't be afraid to get a little ignorant. Out.
Peace. The Rational Ignorance Podcast.